If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today with Shindaddy and
Craig? It's an incredible day because once every 37 days, Steve joins in and does FDIC with us.
It was a little bit off there, too.
He was way ahead. The pace was way off.
Pace was off. That's why I was laughing there. You're always welcome to join in.
You're always welcome. FDIC, when Steve invented it, he felt it was open to everyone. Very, very important.
All inclusive. That's nice.
It's nice.
Once every 37 days.
Yes, very inclusive like that.
We have a little. We have a headline for today's day at the bank.
Okay, we do.
Let's go for a twirl, reboot the whirl. Schindler's brought in an old school carnival ride, the Tilt-A-Whirl. The Tilt-A-Whirl is in the parking lot right now, and you have to come through the Tilt-A-Whirl entrance to get into the bank. So you've got to go for a spin.
No.
You got to get on the deal.
I'm not banking today.
What's wrong with it?
1974. He found an old one from 1974.
Describe the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Oh my! It was the most incredible ride. You had your weight carried. This is a double spin. The seat, what it holds, 4 to 6 people, and it would spin, and as it was rotating around, it had a moving floor too, so you would be going up and down and spinning, and if you caught the right car, it would spin out of control. It was incredible,
and then you would lean
with it on the Tilt-A-Whirl. Please, breakers, chime in if you've ever been on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Wait a second.
This was a standard ride.
I know what the Tilt-A-Whirl is.
The Tilt-A-Whirl was
today.
A standard ride.
I'm not getting
ride.
Out of my truck today.
I'm not going to Creighton.
You're not going on the Tilt-A-Whirl? That's incredible.
You have to get on. I'll go tomorrow.
To do your banking. You have to go through. You get on the Tilt-A-Whirl. You have a ticket. Please. You get on a Tilt-A-Whirl.
Shindy.
Yeah, then if you had the weight just right, and you knew, you'd be kind of like going like, hey, we know, I think there was four at one time, and you would kind of watch them, and you'd be like going, oh, if we get three, this is going to roll. Oh, the Tilt, give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl in Creighton.
In Creighton.
At Midwest Bank.
Midwest Bank in the parking lot.
In the headline again, please.
Let's go for a twirl. Reboot the whirl.
You know, most days I'm inclined to go. I'm not going there today, Bill.
You're not?
I cannot do the tilt.
Spinning around in circles is going to bother you?
You're young, Jake.
Yes, Jake.
I never liked it. I still don't like it.
You don't like that?
I encourage those who want to have fun to do it. I just won't be there today.
What if Scotland is in 4 years says, I want to go on a Tilt-A-Whirl?
I would tell her at 4 years old that, or 5 years old, that's probably not a great idea.
Okay, seven.
There's a couple rides that always existed, and that was one of them. That was the ride that was just, no matter what, the Tilt-A-Whirl was
you
a
would
staple.
Do it.
Yes.
Really?
It was always at one end of the midway.
I'll tell you what. You're
at midway of what?
Like a midway for a carnival.
Did they have a county fair?
They used to have it at Main Street in Pender. They shut down a highway to set up a Tilt-A-Whirl.
They did?
Shut down a highway.
Was that where the county fair was?
There's no county fair there. No, that was in Thurston, Dakota County Fair was together. Mm-hmm. And that was always later on, and it wasn't a big deal. Except for when my dad went to high school, they would have Pender days, and they took a day off of school to go over.
Sanders, no. We got a response here. Sanderson says, I'm going to Creighton right now. The Tilt-A-Whirl is the greatest carnival ride ever invented.
It's an incredible ride. Have you ever been on the Whirl? I'm telling you. Anything else from the text line, Jake?
The Tilt-A-Hurl on the text line?
That's the Tilt-A-Hurl.
It can get you a little bit. I agree.
Tilt-A-Hurl.
Kent says, might be the best ride ever.
Yes.
Tilt-A-Whirl.
Give it a whirl. Bring back the twirl.
Someone says there's one at Adventureland still in Iowa. Still has a Tilt-A-Whirl.
See, the Platte County Fair was a big deal, and it had a Tilt-A-Whirl.
Absolutely, it had.
That's probably the fair of all fairs,
isn't it?
It was, for a time, incredible. You couldn't find, I mean, the parking was, you had to park a ways away if you didn't get there at a good hour, and they had incredible bands. That's what I remember about.
Scott in Minnesota says, if you spend too much, you could ruin a date.
Yeah, it could be.
It's true. You like that. This is for Bill. It says, used to have it at the Diller Picnic back in the day. Xanadu.
Yes, Xanadu. Thank you.
Diller Picnic?
That's down by Beatrice.
Down by Beatrice.
I would have a tilt-a-whirl.
Every town has their day.
It's like Homestead Days. Yeah. I have been to Diller Picnic. There's a nice parade that goes through town with some different events. Diller Picnic is a fun time. I'd recommend it to people.
It was the staple.
And they had a tilt-a-whirl?
And Shin Daddy found one online. Had it delivered.
From 1974.
Better times.
I wonder how hard it is to get the electricity going.
It's a lot. He had to run some power. Well, the nice thing right next door to the bank, Walton's Electronics.
Oh,
so
perfect.
Perfect. How well did that work out?
Yeah. Good. That's right next to the bank?
Right next to the bank. They share a parking lot.
Should be a very interesting day. I'm going to go with interesting day at Midwest Bank.
It's
a lot of fun and a lot of horror probably too.
I would counsel against requiring it, but Shindy's made it in this world. I don't need to tell him what to do.
We'll just let him go.
Yeah.
This is the Cheap Trick cover band was incredible.
Oh, wow, that went.
Said it was an incredible response.
That people liked it?
Yes. Every song was played 9 times.
Surrender. That Dream Police again?
Run it back.
I want you to want me.
They piped in crowd noise.
Shin Daddy again.
Bank at Budokan.
All right.
402-360-0764. 402-360-0764. Text my sister.
Tamara.
She's the one that provided the wonderful t-shirts for us today.
Yes.
Thank you to her. Saw an article yesterday from Tom Fornelli, CBS Sports.
Oh,
he's the king of the offseason.
We love this.
He was going, you know, with Nico Iamaliva going to UCLA from Tennessee. It's time to update the Big Ten quarterback tiers and see how things are going. I'm curious, when we look at this, you know, if this is seen as a good year for talent at quarterback in the conference, or an average year or bad. Because there's different tiers. He's got returning starters. He's got new starter transfer addition, new starter just as a backup now elevated, and then low-profile quarterback battle as well as a high-profile quarterback battle. So here's who the returning starters are in the Big Ten Conference at quarterback.
I got to write some things down here.
There's only six of them.
Okay.
Which is, now think about it, it's 18 teams.
Six.
Six returning starters.
There's only six returning starters. Really five, because Jordan Maiva barely counts.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The quarterbacks that are returning starters are Drew Aller at Penn State, Luke Altmaier, Illinois, Aiden Childs at Michigan State, Ethan Kaliakmanis at Rutgers, Jordan Maiva at USC, and Dylan Raiola at Nebraska. That's it for returning starters in the conference.
Think about the 12, I'm going to say 13 team, because Maiva was a late add.
Yes. He started in November. Yeah. November he started, right?
Yeah. I guess he counts, but I almost think of it as five returning starters in an 18-team conference. That's a small number.
Who would you rate first?
Of those six.
Of those six, I'd say Aller and then Altmaier.
I'd say Altmaier one.
Okay.
I'm going Altmaier one.
I'm not a fan of Aller. I'm not. He's
if Altmaier was at Penn State, I think if you flip the two, I think Penn State keeps humming just the same, if not better. I don't think it'd be the same at Illinois. Mm-hmm. I don't think if Drew Aller went to Illinois that it would be the same.
I mean, I think Dylan will be better than both of them.
And agreed. I'm just going off of what kind of more advanced, more time, more starts.
Right, for sure.
You more think starts. Dylan could be the best of these six here then?
Oh, 100.
Yeah, he could easily be the best of the six.
I think he will be this year the best of those six.
Yeah, that could happen this year.
Yeah.
The new starters transfer edition of the Big Ten, Billy Edwards at Wisconsin.
Hold on, you're going pretty fast. Okay, new starter transfer edition. Okay.
All right.
CBS Sports.
This is their third year in a row at Wisconsin.
Yeah, this is Tom Fornelli doing different tiers. He came from Maryland, right?
Billy
Edwards. He's a Terp.
He was a Terp.
Fear the Turtle.
Yeah. Billy Edwards.
Mark Gronowski at Iowa from South Dakota State.
Really like that one.
Nico at UCLA from Tennessee.
That's pretty good.
Fernando Mendoza at Indiana via Cal.
It's pretty good again.
And then Preston Stone at Northwestern. I'm not sure where he came from.
He came from SMU.
Came from SMU.
SMU.
Yeah, he started the season at SMU. He's got replaced and then remained their backup, and now he went to Northwestern.
He's going
to
be 25.
Yeah.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He's going to be 25 years old here pretty soon, I think. No, he'll turn 24 in October.
Okay. Still up there then.
Still up there.
Yeah.
Still
Preston Stone. Okay, so those are the transfer.
Which ones do you guys like out of the? Anybody?
Read them to me again real quick. Just buzz them.
Billy Edwards, Mark Gronowski, Nico Iamaliava, Fernando Mendoza, and Preston Stone are the names of the new starters transfer edition.
I really like Mendoza, and I really like Gronkowski.
How about Nico?
I like him, but I think he's going to have less of. I don't see it being a huge difference. I think they're going to be somewhere in that 6-6, 7-5 range.
Gronkowski also turns 24 in October. Mm-hmm. These guys are old.
Gronkowski's won a lot of games.
He has.
It's not Big Ten. I'm the first to say it. It's not Big Ten, but he's played a lot of football, and he's playing in a system that is going to be friendly for him. And also, he's coming in with zero pressure because the quarterback play at Iowa has been horrendous.
That's being polite.
Horrendous.
That's being polite.
Being very polite.
So he'll look like Elway.
He will. It'll be like when they complete a forward pass, the place is going to go crazy.
Yeah.
When he 10-yard, first down. Yes. All right.
I don't know anything about Billy Edwards, but Wisconsin needs to win. Maybe Billy Edwards is the answer. I don't know. I like Nico. I'm on the Nico. I like him. I think he's good. He's a problem. If you said the other day, if they utilize his legs, he's going to be a problem.
He will be a problem. He's got to run.
Do you like him the most of those five in that part, Sip?
I can't comment as extensively as Bill because I haven't seen Gronkowski. I just read all this stuff, how much they love him. I haven't seen him play.
I saw him play, but that's hard to put into have a great feel because it was against FCS opponents also.
God, the people just love him, though. Gronkowski. Yeah. They love him.
Really good ones there, though. Those are
pretty good.
I like that crop.
Those guys, I mean, but I'd feel good if I was a UCLA fan about a guy coming in who just led his team to the college football playoff. I'd feel very good about that. Go ahead. What's the next tier?
The next tier is new starter non-transfer edition.
New starter non-transfer.
Okay. These guys were there last year.
No felonies.
They weren't starting. We got two of these. Drake Lindsey at Minnesota and Damon Williams at Washington are the two guys that were at their schools last year and now are starting, non-transfers.
Say it again.
Those are Drake Lindsey.
Never heard of him.
Minnesota and Damon Williams at Washington.
Damon Williams is the one who's getting a lot of buzz. He played last year a little bit. He played 300 snaps last year. Yeah. True dual threat, according to this article. But not the dual threat guy that you're like, oh, he can't complete a pass, but he can run.
Hang on. What's the other one?
Lindsey. Drake Lindsey. He's the only scholarship quarterback right now at Minnesota. Now, it doesn't mean they won't go get somebody. They might be going to get somebody.
Where's Oregon's at?
That we're getting there right
now.
Okay.
That's where I was confused.
So, okay, now the big high-profile QB battles.
Okay.
These are at schools that are projected to be potential playoff teams. And they don't have a for sure starter yet. So at Michigan, we got Mikey Keene and Bryce Underwood.
Battle.
Oregon, Dante Moore and Austin Novosad. At Ohio State, Julian Sayin, Lincoln Keenholz, and Tavian St. Clair are the three vying for the starting job at Ohio State.
The two at Oregon are Dante Moore and Austin
Novosad.
Felice Novosad.
Nabi Da.
Feliz Navidad.
Okay. I see what you're going for there.
It's a stretch. You really stretched that one.
Yeah, Merry we Christmas. Had to do it, though. So you, and you said the other day, yesterday or Monday, that Mikey Keene is your pick. And they said that in the article, too, that Mikey Keene has probably got the edge at Michigan over Bryce Underwood.
If you have someone who's played that much, if he's worthy of it, you'd like to bring Underwood in it in pieces. Come in, have a series, have this, have a few plays to be able to do.
You don't want
to
throw him in at Oklahoma?
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It is.
If you go through just say this like that's at OU.
It is.
That's at OU.
It is.
And so in Oklahoma, they got some dudes.
And it is an atmosphere. It is an atmosphere. I don't care what time the game is. Yeah. It's an atmosphere.
Does it cause you to pause in terms of looking at the conference when at three of the best schools, it's a quarterback battle, not a certified, hey, this is the starter here?
As the article points out, who Fornelli wrote it?
Yes.
He says, my gut tells me two of these aren't actual QB battles, and the third probably isn't either.
He's projecting Julian Sayin to be the quarterback at Ohio State and Dante Moore at Oregon his projection.
There's a reasoning to that, obviously. What is that? When you name someone, then all of a sudden the other one's
portal
gone.
Here we come.
Yep. But also it's like, nope, we're gonna go into the summer. Yep. We're even. We're gonna go all through fall camp.
Right.
And then if you name them right now, out.
Wichita. We're going to Wichita.
Going to the portal.
Yeah.
I would agree right now that I would say there's probably zero chance that at all three of it's like it's 50-50. I think right now everyone goes like, it's pretty much right here.
You know, in Michigan, these conversations can be nuanced. Probably if you name Keene, Underwood's not going anywhere because they're paying him a zillion dollars, right? You're probably okay there, right? But there's probably a breaking point where 8 games in, Underwood's people are going to start saying, if he's not starting, hey, what are we doing here? We'll go play somewhere.
And then
they'll pull a Nico.
And you start looking at it. It's
right,
Paul Nico. That's going to be a phrase now. My favorite one here, the last one, be low profile QB battles.
We got more layers.
This is the final level.
First of all, just give us all four layers again.
That's
what
five,
the layer.
Actually.
This is the best. Yes.
Okay.
Give us the tiers.
Returning starter.
Okay.
New starter. Right. Transfer edition.
Okay.
New starter, non-transfer edition, okay. High-profile quarterback battles, and the last one is low-profile quarterback battles, which has two schools.
Layers.
Justin Martin and Malik Washington at Maryland, and this is the best one, Purdue. Here's how they have it, Purdue. Malachi Singleton, Evans Chuba, Bennett Meredith, Ryan Brown, or maybe even you is what it says at Purdue.
God, they take a shot.
Oh, wow. Yeah, taking a shot at Purdue.
Took a shot at Purdue.
They got four quarterbacks, and they have no idea who's going to lead the way there. For Barry Odom.
How about being labeled that? The low-profile competition. Because like, not a lot of interest
Maryland
in your
school. Maryland and Purdue. Thank
Maryland,
you.
Purdue.
Hey, we're over here.
It's probably fair. It's a fair label, actually. Maryland-Purdue quarterback battles is not gripping the country. It's probably not gripping East Lafayette. Yeah. Let alone West Lafayette. There's not an East Lafayette. There's a Lafayette and a West Lafayette. There's a river that runs through that town, right?
I don't know that.
Come on.
I don't know Lafayette that well.
Jake,
I have not been to West Lafayette,
and there's a point where you're in Lafayette and then you're in West Lafayette.
It's kind of like when you're at Rutgers and you're in Piscataway and New Brunswick. You have no idea.
No idea.
No idea. It's like,
nobody can tell you.
No one can tell you. You're in New Brunswick. Is it Piscataway? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
it could be.
Yeah.
It could be. Whichever one.
People look at you funny if you ask them.
There's a look at the conference quarterbacks for Tom Fornelli.
Yeah. Do you got that sound on Dylan? Why don't you hit that?
Quickly. No, a lot of time. But here's.
Oh, we can do that later then.
Yeah, we'll do that later.
Do that later.
Okay. Is there anything? Did Rule say anything about the food trucks?
Didn't hear about the food trucks.
Outside the stadium on Saturday?
Yeah, there's supposed to be a lot of food trucks.
I don't know. No, there was no discussion on the food
trucks. Keith, man, let us know on the food trucks, please.
Keith is
How many trucks are we expecting? like to know the cuisine I can dine on.
Yeah, we're looking at it. And there's got to be like time frame. Like 50, right?
Keith Mann, by the way, at the top of his game right now. He's in his prime. He's in his
prime. Is he tan?
What do you think?
Yes. Is he wearing golf gear?
Yes. He looks like he's just stepped off the 18th tee. And now he has to do a little work.
I wonder if Keith would text my sister at 402-360-0764. 402-360-0764 for those t-shirts.
Get a t-shirt,
Keith. The stool.
He listens. He will hardly admit it to me, but he does listen.
He does listen.
Hey, Keith, good morning.
He will send me, and he sends me some really fun clips from Seinfeld.
When we come back,
he does. Really
Bill's
good.
Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.